Well, apparently hundreds of people have been demonetized by YouTube just in the last few days. Major accounts completely shut off. There's also a demonetization wave happening on X. I've seen accounts complaining there. And at the same time, something interesting is happening. One of my friends and associates was offered the ability to publish videos on Facebook, but they have to be short form videos, typically a minute or less. And this person is being paid by Facebook to post like 3 or 4 videos per day. As long as they're short, they can be 30 seconds, they can be 10 seconds, they can be 5 seconds. And they get automatically promoted by Facebook. He told me he posted just one video, I don't know, it was like a minute or two, got 40,000 views within a couple of hours without him doing anything. It's just Facebook wants him on there, and Facebook is promoting his videos while other platforms are demonetizing people left and right. So what is happening? Here's what everybody needs to know, especially those of you listening, if you're in the content creator space or if you're an influencer, etc. Here's what's happening. Most of these platforms, well, I would say all of them actually, are preparing for a post-human future. That is, they don't need humans much longer to create the content that they will serve to their users. Remember, what these platforms like YouTube or even, you know, Google or ultimately Facebook or X, what they really want is your attention. Attention is the currency of the future. They want the attention of humans so that they can sell you stuff or, you know, market and promote through advertisers and earn money off the advertising revenue. But they need your attention first in order to do that. And of course, the most lucrative advertising is like luxury brands and high markup, you know, processed food and energy drinks and perfumes and luxury purses and crap like that that really benefits no one. But that's what pays. Oh, and prescription drugs, of course. So they want to gather everybody's attention. They only need humans until they can replace, that is the content creators, they only need content creators for a temporary amount of time until they can replace content creators with AI-rendered avatar videos. Now, I've demonstrated for you some of the AI avatar videos that I'm creating, and they're pretty good, most people tell me. They're quite convincing. You still know that they're AI, which is actually a good thing, but I'm only using local AI rendering technology. It's not the best tech that's available. There's better tech, like Seedance, for example, that's very convincing, and it's practically indistinguishable from real human videos. Here's the thing. YouTube is demonetizing accounts, I believe, because they just don't need to pay humans any longer. They already have enough training material from all the billions of videos that humans have already uploaded showing themselves talking about things or, you know, demonstrating things or whatever. So from all of that, YouTube has clearly decided, well, that's training material. If you look at their user agreement, no doubt they have the right to train their AI on the videos that you have submitted. So they are very close to having everything they need to train all their own avatars for YouTube itself to generate the vast majority of videos that people will watch. And Facebook, the reason Facebook is paying my friend and associate money to create short form videos is because they need his training videos. They need him to do this and demonstrate to the AI at Facebook how this is done, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what are the topics that are chosen, what are the backgrounds in the video, etc. It's all training material. Once they have enough training material, they don't need the humans any longer. Same thing is true on X. You think X needs humans? No, I mean, look at the demonetization, look at how they're censoring and banning people. X really only exists as a way to hoover up language training materials to train the AI systems, Grok in particular. And after Grok is sufficiently trained, Grok can actually emulate every user that you would want to hear from or engage with. So remember, just like YouTube, soon YouTube won't need humans to create videos at all, which means YouTube and Google won't have to pay any humans. Everything will be AI generated, or almost everything. Well, X is moving in the same direction. It's already overrun with bots, but a lot of those bots are, you know, outside bots, third-party bots that are using the platform. Well, it's an obvious decision inside of X to say, well, why don't we just run our own bots? And then we can have engagement. We can have the attention of the user, the actual human user, who thinks they're interacting with other humans, but it's all AI. But we can still sell ad space, and we can earn revenue from ads without having to pay any monetization to any humans. You see? That's what they're doing. That's what X is doing, in my view. That's what YouTube is doing. That's what Facebook is gearing up to do as well, and other platforms. Not our platforms, of course. We don't monetize our platforms. You know, we don't pay content creators because it just turns into clickbait very quickly, as you may have guessed. But these major platforms are all gearing up for a post-human future. Now, remember, in this, they can serve up to you exactly the kind of person, you know, digital person that you want to hear from. Do you like watching videos from, you know, conservative cowboys or, you know, like lesbian white girls with purple hair? Or, I don't know, you like watching, you know, middle-aged black men talk about cooking or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, you speak Spanish, you want to watch Spanish-speaking channel, or you speak Russian, or, you know, every ethnicity, every language, every demographic. Old people, young people, ugly people, cute people, you know, people who have different interests, people who have different looks, they will be able to render up and serve up every single avatar that you could possibly imagine. And then just based on your viewing habits and your clicking habits, they can narrow that down to exactly what you want. It's basically reinforcement learning on a personalized basis to feed to you the kind of avatar that you want to hear from. And once they have that nailed down, then they're going to, of course, promote CIA narratives and, you know, fake information. They're going to influence elections. They're going to try to brainwash you into holding dollars. They're going to tell you that gold is bad. You know, they're going to tell you all these lies that have been part of the mainstream media forever. But since the mainstream media is obsolete, it's going to be this personalized one-on-one AI avatar influence campaign. So again, first they're going to narrow down the kind of avatars that you want to watch, which for me turns out to be mostly like middle age and older white guys talking about geopolitics. Like that's my audience. Like that's who I'm talking to. That's who I'm watching, right? And so they're just going to feed me a bunch of avatars of the kind of people that I tend to watch anyway. And they're going to do the same to you. So if you like to watch, you know, celebrity videos, I mean, probably not you listening to this, but you probably know somebody who just likes to watch celebrity videos. Well, they're going to have celebrity videos. They're going to have, you know, like whatever, you know, OnlyFans chicks or like women with their lips all pumped up and, you know, whatever the young people want to watch today, they're going to be fed that garbage, but it's all going to be completely fake and digital, and it's going to be used for influence. That's what's happening, folks. That's why there's mass demonetization, because they have enough training material. They've seen everything already. They've already ingested all the videos they ever need, or nearly so, you know, the human side of this, that era is coming to an end. Humans won't be needed as content creators for these large globalist-run platforms. They don't need the humans on the content side. They only need humans on the consumption side. They need your human attention. They don't need your human content. See, they want to script the content and then force feed it to you because there's nothing left to watch. And the easiest way for them to do that is to just demonetize everybody to make it so that there's no incentive to post anything. And also they censor people like myself and others, those of us who are actually trying to help free humanity from the prison that's built for your mind. We are censored so that we don't have the reach that would have an impact on the world. That's all by design as well. So that's what's happening, folks. And right now, YouTube is about 80% AI content. But the AI avatars, famously the recent China guy, who has been sort of pirated and copied and cloned all over the place, that's just the beginning of what's coming. You're going to have, frankly, very convincing, indistinguishable AI avatar actors. In fact, I saw this post on social media the other day that apparently there's It said like there's this, supposedly this U.S. Army girl who's talking about why Trump is so awesome and the military is so awesome. And, you know, she's like a pretty girl, pretty young girl that apparently has accounts and has been making all these posts. Turns out she's not even real. She's totally fake, run by, what did they say? Oh, a guy in India, I think is what it was. Yeah, like some dude in India is just using AI to make up this military girl. And he's getting clicks and he's making money off of this because, you know, she's just a good looking girl. And that's what a certain segment of the population just wants to see, I guess. But this guy got busted. Turns out, you know, it wasn't real. You're going to see a lot more of that. In fact, that's going to become the norm. And to see actual live human content on these mainstream platforms is going to become increasingly rare. And so that's why it's important to use alternative platforms. You know, we have Brighteon.com. That's our uncensored video site. Feel free to contribute there if you'd like. Have a channel there. Just know that the links are censored by X, so you can't share them. Brightvideos.com, which is my video site. Of course, I'm always going to give it to you straight. As an authentic human, whether you agree or disagree, you know that it's actually me. And even though I also have AI avatars, I tell you about them. And I kind of brag about them a little bit, you know, like, what was that guy's name? The avatar I just created, the 1950s guy, who's the investigator. That's a cool guy. That's a cool set, you know, and the voice was great. So I'm actually kind of proud about that one. And he was giving economics lessons and so on. I mean, that's actually a good use of an AI avatar where you know it's not real. We're not trying to trick anybody, you know. We're trying to educate people. And it's a fun way to learn something about economics. But anytime I have AI avatars, I tell you about it. And yeah, we have some videos on brightvideos.com that are AI avatars, and you can see them all quite clearly. None of them are tricking people. But they're covering important topics in a short format. So we do it with integrity, with disclosure. But these other platforms, they're going to do it to trick you and to manipulate you, to influence you. That's the next stage of widespread influence. It's personalized AI virtual avatars giving you the content that they think will influence you the most. And it's going to sweep up a lot of people because it will be very seductive for most people, especially those who can't think for themselves necessarily. So this is why it's critical to tune in to real people, real channels, real voices. And I thank you for tuning in here and supporting my work. And if you want to support us even more, you can shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. And there you'll find, of course, laboratory verified, certified organic herbs and foods and superfoods and ultra clean personal care products, because, you know, I despise fragrance chemicals. I despise fillers or artificial or synthetic anything. I despise GMOs. So everything across the board at our store is ultra, ultra clean. Check out the ingredients. Check out the lab tests. We have our own mass spec lab. We do more testing than anybody else in the world that is a retailer of food and supplements. Nobody's even close. So again, check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support, and you can follow my work at brightvideos.com, and you can see a couple of the avatar videos there as well. In fact, you know what? I'm going to end this with, should we do Master Fu Koff Or should we do the 1950s? I'm going to do the 1950s guy for you. So we'll just end it with that Avatar video. I think you'll find it fun.
The thing about so-called universal high income is that it would lead to hyperinflation and currency collapse. Here's the math. 100 million people times $10,000 per month times 12 months equals $12 trillion a year. To put that in context, total federal spending in fiscal year 2024 was roughly $6.75 trillion, and total federal revenue was about $4.9 trillion. So this single program would cost nearly twice the entire existing federal budget and about 2.5 times all federal tax revenue. It would roughly triple total government spending overnight. It obviously can't be funded by taxation alone, so it would require printing money at a pace that would rapidly devalue the dollar, effectively destroying much of the purchasing power the payments were meant to provide. The recipients would get bigger numbers on their checks, but the prices on the shelves would be rising just as fast or faster. Before long, the people would find themselves right back where they started, impoverished, yet receiving a high income derived entirely from money printing that rapidly erodes the purchasing power of all the dollars they're given. Universal high income, in other words, would actually achieve universal poverty and despair. Basic economics. I'm Frank DeLuccia, reporting for brightvideos.com.
Bright Videos.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.